Content warning. This episode contains references to self-harm. Viewer discretion is advised. Hey, Chat Shit Committee. Welcome back to Chat Shit, y'all, the official Rap Shit podcast, the companion of the Max original series, Rap Shit.
I'm your sister, Jessie Wu.
And it's the sickening one, Zach Campbell. All right, it's time to gag about episode 6, baby. Jessie, what is this called and who wrote it, girl?
This episode is titled U-Turn, and it was written by Kid Fury,
yes.
Which makes all the damn sense, yeah. Once you watch this episode. And it's directed by Amy Aniobi. Again, Amy's doing her
thing this season.
She's directing a lot of different episodes and she's killing it. So now, you know, we know what happened with last episode.
Yeah.
So now we're at a stop. The tour is over. And Shauna's bounced. Yeah, there's no more tour.
Miami.
You know what I'm saying? We you know, we in Miami looking for the Hoochie Daddy.
Can we say 305?
My baby need a new peppy. Yeah, so we back in Miami looking for the Hoochie Daddies. And, you know, Shauna's bouncing around from couch to couch. You know, now she's going to be staying with Mia. She's kind of bouncing with between Mia and Maurice, you know, as she's struggling to make sense of everything that happened with Lord AK.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got Duke that gets pistol whipped by Bugs in front of her, you know, in front of her coochie wranglers. And then, you know, we have Uncle Calvin who steps in.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many things that happen in this episode. And I think this episode, I thought last episode was a turning point. Nah, this is like, I think this is the episode that's like, okay.
Yeah.
This is where things turn. And so I think it being titled U-Turn is very, very appropriate given the circumstances in this episode. So let's go ahead and, you know, chat about all the shit that's going on.
Because
that's what we do here at this pod. So a lot of shit to chat about.
Let's get into the gig, honey. Where should we start? Let's start with, let's go right back into my girl, Mia. Oh, Jesus, Mia. Mia, Mia, Mia. Okay, so Mia and Robin is like, all right, girl, you back. Here's your child. Go on here, take that girl. She been going to bed around 10 o'clock. All right, have a good day. And then Mia said, bitch, 10 o'clock. Wait a minute. And I had this moment with Mia that I kind of like feel in a sense where Mia is looking around her surroundings and looking like, now, how the fuck did I get back here? And as somebody that has went away to college, left home to go to college and everything. And I always had the grand fear of not succeeding enough to be back home.
Yeah.
That's honestly still my fear to this day.
Yeah.
And I kind of watched this episode with a little bit of triggering, you know, moments where I'm looking at this like, bitch, this could have been me. And I see why, you know, your mama's like, all right, we going down to Freaky Fridays. You want to come? It's going to be an auntie session, but you know, come on. You ain't got shit else to do. And in Mia's mind, she's like, wait a minute. Yes, I do, bitch. I got things to do. I took it off tour with Lord AK. I'm sickening, right? And it's like, mama's like, okay, girl, that's what you want to think, bitch, but no, bitch, you back in my circumstance.
Yeah.
You back here. And I think that life was going so good for her and Shauna. They were talking to Def Jam.
Yeah.
And maybe having these opportunities to have these meetings with Def Jam and talking to all these execs that could possibly change our lives. And they're on a tour where Lord AK was going to be their gateway to get out of Miami and be this next thing. But, bitch.
Yeah,
it's not really looking so well. And I guess Robin is like, you got to use what you got.
I think it's a humbling moment because, you know, how do you go from the tour bus back to the hood? You know what I mean?
Ooh.
And it's like, this is not what Mia and Shauna want.
No.
Especially Mia. Mia is striving to get the hell out of this environment where she's at. Like, this is not okay for her. And I think with her mom is like, just totally tone deaf to that. It's like, girl, you're my mom. You see that I'm striving for this and you're kind of not even like encouraging me. Like, you know, you talk to me about Freaky Friday and you about to go, you know, hook
just
up
like,
with some
get
other
back
niggas.
To your normal life. Come
and
on back.
Like, you about to go chase some more like weirdo ass niggas. Like, I don't like Mia told her mom, I don't want to see my mama shonen. I screamed because shonen is a classic Miami word. Like,
what's shonen?
Shonen is like, being a slut bucket, being a hoe, like being in the streets, like being
really?
For the streets. So she's like, I don't want to watch my mama shown. Like, you know, and there's a song in Miami that went Well, if that went viral before, like, the word viral exists, but it's called I Got My Shown On Deck. Like,
That means you got your hoe on deck.
Yeah, it's like, and then, like, so many different Miami artists have used that word in their songs and stuff. So it's like a staple Miami word. But yeah, for her to say, like, yeah, I don't want to watch my mama Shown.
I wouldn't either, though.
You know, it's like, no. I was just on tour living the glamorous life. Like, you know, it's just a sad moment. Like, it's really, she's obviously deflated. And so is Shauna. Like, they're both deflated. And then you have Shauna, who clearly is homeless. You know what I'm saying? So she's at Mia's house. Baby. And it's just a lot going on. And I really, really feel bad for the girls. Like, it's crazy. Because what happened to all the enthusiasm that Francine had in the last two episodes? Like, so basically, like, the tour stopped. So where are the meetings?
Where's the session with Party?
Absolutely. Where's Def Jam? Like, what happened to all the things that you said? Like, yes, okay, this thing happened with Lord AK, and yes, the tour's over, but does that mean that our shit has to be over? Like, so we don't get no meetings? We don't get nothing?
Done, like, bitch?
You made all these promise it, and you were shitting on Duke, and here you are, silence as fuck. Like, you're silent. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's just really weird.
But it's also what you said, I think, last episode. You was like, bitch, you really can't trust Francois at all. Because, bitch, clearly, when things got rough, bitch, she said, all right, well, y'all go ahead. Because I bet Miss Raina Rain is doing just fine.
Yep.
I don't know if we ever get an update about her, but I'm sure she's going to be just fine, girl, because that's just what it is.
Yep.
And I want to take it back to Mia's house. Everybody gets there, they dropping their bags off. And Melissa said, who bags is this? Oh, you staying here, auntie? Mm-hmm. Auntie, all right, Shauna. And Shauna, unfortunately, doesn't have where to go because her parents already told her, bitch, if you fail at this, it's a chop. Don't come back here.
Yep.
That's what she
and
said.
And she ain't got no job.
And she ain't got no job.
She got fired from
and the
hotel.
Scamming is gone. The Jouetta is done.
The Jouette is fini. The Jouette is fini. Pagin Jouette encore.
Wait. Rewind.
There's no more Jouette. Pagin Jouette encore.
Oh, and what
there's
does that
no more Jouette.
Really?
There's no more Jouette.
More sickening, though.
Mm-hmm. Pagin Jouette encore.
I like that.
Jouette la fini.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? It's finito. So what do you do now?
Yeah, well, I clearly stay in the bedroom with Melissa. In the bedroom with Melissa. And then we got this whole situation where Mia thought, okay, well, my girlfriends are coming over. Now, bitch, when her friend's about to come over, Jesse, what's my comedian name? The girl that we love that is like...
Dominique Perry.
God. When I tell you, bitch, you are a fool, girl!
When Alicia said, I mean, it's not your fault he wanted to be Burna Boy.
When she said, I'm gonna stop roasting him. Oh! I said, bitch, this is a fool. This is a fool. And I'm Shauna in this, okay? I'm usually never Shauna. I'm usually Miyake, okay? But this time, Shauna's like, bitch, I got to go get some fresh air, girl. I got to get in this goddamn bathroom. She ran to the bathroom. Yeah, and she gets in this bathroom. She has a whole panic attack. Which, and I love that this show highlights this. Because we often in the Black community do not talk about, which she still didn't, talk about the trauma that you have experienced. I think she tried to a little bit to Mia, but Mia wasn't catching the tea for real, where it was like, oh, girl, you all right. And I could tell
Mia was telling her, like, it's not your responsibility. It's not your fault.
It's not your fault.
Because like, Shauna's like, internalizing it, like, maybe I could have done something. Yeah. Or something. But Mia's like, girl, it's not your fault. Like, you don't know what this man was going through. And like you too, I like that they did highlight that because, damn, like, what the fuck? Like, she just saw this man go up in flames. Like, that is pretty, pretty insane.
Can we take it back to the last episode 5, when the flames being burst happened?
Yeah.
You could tell, I love how they caught the moment where Shauna's, like, staring at him, wanting to do something, but her body couldn't do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I've been that traumatized before.
That was like, well, do something, bitch. Yeah. No, you do something, bitch. You the man.
What the fuck, nigga? Are you serious? I have been traumatized like that before.
Bitch,
you can't do anything. Your body physically, your brain is racing at 1,000 miles per minute. Your body can't do anything. So fast forward to Shauna in the bathroom, and she's having this panic attack. And I could tell then that, like, she wants to figure out, like, what the fuck is going on? Like, why am I this tripped over this? Like, she kind of feels like I shouldn't be. It's like, I know I shouldn't be, but I can't help but to be. And I mean, I can't blame her. If you see somebody that you were somewhat getting close to and you want to, you know, get to know them more, and they self-harm themselves,
Yeah, like you just really watch someone try to X themselves out of this world. So that is a lot. And it's just so loaded. There's so many feelings to have in this bathroom. There is sadness. There's anxiety. There's anger. Also like, damn, like, you know, I might sound fucked up for saying this, but it's like my tour's over. Like, you know, it's so many things.
Yeah.
So many things. Like, you know, this was supposed to be the next step, the next thing. And now it's like, there's so many ends here.
Yeah.
There's so many things that have ended here.
Yeah.
And now you're back in a place where it's not with your family. You don't have your own space. Mm. You don't have a job. You don't have any money coming in. Like, so it's just a lot. It's a lot.
And
but,
then as she rushed out the bathroom, past the friends and Mia are talking. And Mia's still trying to calm her friends. I'm like, y'all need to shut the fuck up, but also still gagging. Mm-hmm. I'm Mia, bitch. I'm still gagging at the jokes. But y'all need to stop and be sensitive. Stop. Mm-hmm. And so my girl, Shonda, runs out the door. I've got to get some fresh air. I've got to get out of here. She's always dramatic, and I live for it. I live for it. But the door I wasn't expecting she show up to is Maurice.
Wait, before that. What's up, mama? My thing is with Nelly, I think, you know, they were talking about the whole cash thing. And, you know, so Mia lets them know that cash is over.
Yeah.
You know, that that's over, whatever. She doesn't really go into detail about how it became over. But, I mean, it needs to be over anyway. She was telling them that she had slept with Courtney or whatever. So they look up Courtney.
Wait, but shout out to the girl. She said, go ahead and Google who that is.
Yeah. Google. So they made sure he was a seven-figure nigga.
She said,
shout out to Saweetie.
She said, okay.
Well, actually, I think, did Saweetie say seven or eight-figure?
I'm going to show you how to get an eight figure.
Okay. Oh, well, okay. So he's almost there. He's seven figure nigga. So then here goes Nelly. Nelly grabs two remote controls. She said, I need to know the longitude and the latitude of that dick. And I screamed.
I feel bad because I've kind of asked you questions like that. I want to know what, who did what, and how they did what.
And then she grabbed remote controls. She's like, hold on. Is it this or is it this?
I need to know.
Is it skinny? Is it wide? Like, I mean, the way Dominique Perry's a fool.
So, can we talk about Maurice?
Of course.
And Shauna. So, I didn't think he was going Shauna going to show up at this dough, but that's what happened. I should have expected this. But, so Shauna goes, and she looking at him like, hey, he looking at her behind the door like he was trying to hide something.
Hey.
Okay, let's come on in. Unannounced as fuck. Mm-hmm. Very awkward, very like, okay.
Well, I mean, somebody pops up at your house unannounced. That's like...
Absolutely. But my thing is, why the fuck did she go in there and just start cleaning?
Because, like, she's doing what she has to do to earn her keep. She knows she needs a place to stay.
If a bitch come to my
house, she needs a place to stay.
Just, you're not staying at my house.
Well, that's the game she's playing. I'm like, girl, not you getting your
not
damn.
Not you about to tell me probably play Molly the maid.
Not you getting your hay maid on.
I'm okay.
I see you got
your damn maid bed sheet. Now I get it. You know, you gotta get somewhere to stay. But no shade. Okay, bitch, if I came to your house right now, can I stay at your house and start cleaning your house?
Absolutely not.
No.
If I
took out your trash,
nope.
I folded your panties,
nope.
Put everything, I put your laundry up. Did you ever give me a place to stay?
No.
So I was gagged, but she's
no. No.
I'm gagged when she started cleaning up the damn dishes. So I'm like, I never seen nobody just... And then ask after you clean the dishes, can I stay here?
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't...
She made him a meal.
Yeah, what the... Like, damn. The plantains and... What else is on that plate? Look
she
like,
made bunnan.
Who?
You know, it's plantains. Bunnan. That's how you say it in Creole. She made that nigga some bunnan. Not bunnan. That's how you know she was trying to... Like, she was trying to secure... her night stay. You know, she's trying to do what she got to do to survive.
And he did not really want
to
let it happen, but he said, all right, I'll let it happen.
He was like, yeah, the bitch made me some bunna. Might as well let her stay.
So they fooling around and gyrating and dancing, talking about I could be your choreographer, Maurice.
Mm-hmm.
And then big old bad wolf Stanley walks on in, girl. And he said, what the fuck is going on in here? Could have sworn they were fucking on the couch, but it wasn't. He walked in and he said, the fuck's going on around here? And he like, bro, it's not even like that. What this bitch doing here? And Maurice like, oh, bro, you need to chill the fuck out. And then, Jesse, I'm going to let you take it from here because you started talking to Creole down, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I can't do it, but it was sexy.
Yeah, yeah. He was like, I mean, porque só que te tifisa vini? Like, you know, we can't depend on her. Porque só tu já fala tifisa? We can't talk to her. Like, you know, you need to choose a family first. He's saying all the things I've been saying are Stanley's standpoint. Like, yeah. I've been saying these are all the points that he's making.
Yeah.
And, you know, and Maurice is like, well, I mean, who can I trust? You? Now, I wouldn't have said all that.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Like, when he took the conversation there, yeah. I was like, nigga, I don't think I would have that conversation in front of Shauna like that.
Yeah.
Like, I would just keep it cute. Like, you know, let's talk outside. But I don't know what Maurice was thinking in that moment.
Yeah.
But I felt like, okay, like, you took it there and you're forgetting that Stanley has some shit on you. And Stanley did exactly what I still couldn't believe he did it. But he was like, yeah, and by the way, do you know he's been recording your conversations? Do you know every time you're talking to this nigga, he's recording you?
But it was the fact that he did that bitch and said, good night.
Bye. Peace out.
It reminded me of my bitch from Why Did I Get Married? Mm-hmm. Boom. Mm-hmm.
And walked his petty ass right on out the house. And now you have Shauna just like,
bitch, I would have been gooped and gagged, bitch. Maurice is me, bitch. This is my camera right here, bitch. This is Maurice, bitch. He say, act like you, Shauna.
So you been recording me?
Listen. Bitch, that's me. Gooped and gagged. You was on the back of my head for about 5 seconds.
Let me get my shit and get the fuck on. Me and my wig are leaving. Let me grab my wig, child.
What do you want me to do? They're taking me to jail.
Let me grab my wig and let me get the fuck on.
Oh, Maurice
showed
the back of his head for about 5 seconds, bitch. That was me, girl. When you just gooped and gagged, bitch. For the girls at home don't know what gooped and gag is, when a bitch blow your spot up, crack your face, you gotta catch your face off the floor, bitch. That's when that happens.
Mm.
And I tell you, Maurice, I heard the crack in his face, bitch.
Yeah.
So Shauna got the fuck on. Hopefully, Shauna now knows, like, bitch, this ain't the tea for you. Like, this ain't what you supposed to, like, let Maurice go.
It just made me think about that conversation that Duke had with her, where Duke was like, can you trust him? I think that was, like, in episode 4 or something. Can you trust him? Like, obviously, you were scamming now. Like, you know, like, can you trust this man? And from the beginning, I've been saying this. Like, when you put yourself into a situation like this, there's nobody that you can trust, really.
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody.
Yeah.
And so now to realize that this man has been recording you, mind you, just a few minutes ago, you were just telling this man, like, I feel safe with you. You were telling this man all these feelings that you have for him. And he's like, reciprocate. He seems to reciprocate all that. And so it's like, damn, like, you really would, like, put me on the chopping block like that. Like, wow, like, now, what is your next step, Shauna? Like, what are you going to do now?
I don't know.
Who can you run to now? I mean, you got Mia, but even Mia sometimes be on some bullshit with
Mia
you.
Mia be on bullshit.
So it's like, you really need to figure it the fuck out. Like, what is going on? What is your plan?
Yeah.
You know, I think that these next two episodes, we might see her really like, okay, I got to get my shit together.
She has to.
I have to get my shit together. Season 1 and season 2. Yeah.
Your shit is always out of fucking... Yeah, that's why I show called Rap Shit. Because you the shit part of the rap shit type. Me, Shauna is the shit part.
Yeah.
Bitch, no shade. Yeah. Or maybe Shauna is the rap part and Mia's the shit part.
Yeah, because Mia do be having a lot of shit going on, too.
There's a lot of shit, girl.
Yeah.
And speaking of a lot of shit,
can
we talk about Lamont and his girlfriend? Oh, I live for this dynamic. And you, Jesse, girl, you called it. You said, if Mia gonna let go of anybody, Lamont not the one to let go of. No shade. Lamont is growing up. He's becoming more mature. Whatever girl he's talking to right now is giving him quinoa burgers and vegan sandwiches and options. You know when a bitch feeds you vegan? They care about your intestinal digestion.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch, let me tell you something. That means you want to take care of that dick. Mm-hmm. Want to take care of you. Girl, that's a good woman right there. They feeding you quinoa burgers.
I said, who is this Erykah Badu ass bitch feeding Lamont tree burgers?
Come like, on, and he said, bitch, you got some hot sauce in here?
Yeah, like, she's feeding Lamont tree trunk burgers and, you know, the lettuce, that she grows the lettuce outside her house, child. She got tomato garden. You know, I said, what the fuck is this? Who is this earthly ass bitch
giving this man earth burgers?
And it made me think about in the beginning of the season when I think, I don't remember what event was happening, but Mia tried to put the moves on Lamont and Lamont was like,
her going away party.
He was like, I ain't even trying to do all that right now. And I thought, maybe that was him standing up for himself because of last season. But also, it did feel a little...
He got a bitch.
He got a whole bitch. And he's been with her, it seems.
for a little minute
because she's asking if Mia knows about them. And I feel like whenever a girl is asking those questions, like, it's because she's invested. Y'all have spent, like, it's been, in her mind, some things have occurred, and now she's invested for whatever reason. So she's trying to make sure that she knows what's going on. So now I'm looking at Lamont and Mia, and both of y'all been on some bullshit. Because Mia's been doing all this coochie activity over here.
Miyake.
Lamont, you got a whole relationship over there. Why are y'all both not telling each other about your activities? Now I need to know. I asked that a couple episodes ago
on Chat Shit. And some of y'all was commenting like, well, somebody predicted that Lamont moved on. And I was like, you may be right, bitch. You may be right.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I've been asking, like, why don't Mia being the Miyake girl that she is, she's big pussy Mufasa, but yet she don't be telling Lamont, like, girl, I'm on the road. Papa's a rolling stone.
But also, too, this makes me think, well, damn, Lamont was just willing to go to L.A.
But not for Mia. Let's talk about it.
No. Let's have, because he did say he wanted to link up with the guy. But it wasn't for Mia. Because when Mia would hit him up about coming to L.A., it wasn't on no, like, oh, come, let's get you linked up. She was on some sexy time.
Yeah.
And he knows her. That's his baby mama. They've been co-parents for how many years? He knows what she was on.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, so why was you willing to play that game? Like, you and Mia,
it's something
I'm seeing,
there.
The continents are meeting. I'm seeing the continents. They are meeting. Something going on between y'all two, and y'all not being real with yourselves.
No.
Okay? Play Monopoly. Don't play with me. I see what the fuck is going on. Okay? Shit, my vision is very clear. I see the type of bullshit time y'all is on, and y'all need to be real with yourselves.
Miss Tiffany is Melissa's friend Lulu's mom. So he must have met her recently then on a little play date
at
something. Being I'm really,
oh my gosh, play, remember when she was on FaceTime with Lamont and Lamont was at the playground and Mia was like, who's that bitch in the back? Like, and
it
could have been the earthly bitch.
It's my bitch with the quinoa burgers.
It could have been the earthly bitch. She been there the entire time.
My bitch at the salad hut, girl. Come on, sweet green.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, so I feel like, okay, Miss Tiffany is up in the gig, and she asks, like, did Mia know? Because baby mamas can be crazy, which she's not lying. You know, I feel like baby daddies and baby mamas always feel like they still got obligations to the pussy or the dick, even if y'all not together no more. The entitlement, that's the one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when y'all not together no more, I don't know, I guess it's the child of it all. I don't know what it is. Some hetero problems. I don't know. What do you think? Are you hetero? Why do y'all do that? Like,
I'm hetero, but I ain't got no kids, so I don't know. I've never had any kids. I've never been pregnant, so I don't know what that is all about. But that's why for me, I don't like dating people with kids. Like, I've done it before, but like, I just it's not my preference. I'll never forget dating a guy with a child, and I just was being nice to the kid. And I remember, like, his baby mom was like, you trying to take my son away from me? You reading my son bedtime stories? And I was like, yeah, I'm trying to put your son to bed so his daddy could put me to bed, bitch.
Hey.
I'm not trying to take your position, puss asshole. Come get this child. Like, I don't care. Okay? So I think, the dynamics between men and their baby mamas, baby mamas and their baby daddies, that it can be a little, you know, those could be murky waters. So that's why I don't like to navigate that.
That's why I was like, Tiffany, girl, you up here asking. But the gag is, Tiffany, that green pussy must be doing real well, because Tiffany is putting it down on Lamont to the point where, you know, my bitch Mia at the house playing, you know, I love it. She got a montage of her playing with Melissa and having play pretend and stuff like that. And then this bitch trying to tell Melissa in a more, you know, innuendo way of, hey, mommy's tired. I would love to have a break. And so she finally goes to Freaky Friday with her mom. Yeah. But while she's trying to get rid of Melissa. So Lamont comes over to get Melissa. Don't even really acknowledge Mia at all, for real. And Melissa more excited to see dad, like, bitch, hey, dad, hey! And you saw Mia's face like, hey,
They got their own song.
Walking right past.
They got their own handshakes. They got their
Mia,
own language.
Skirt, woo-woo.
And Mia trying to join
ad-libbing.
And they both gave her this look like...
They said, bitch, what the fuck are you talking about? He said, go on, get your stuff, Melissa.
Oh, my God.
And Mia over there like, okay, well, you know, me and my mom about to go to Freaky Friday. You know it's going to be an auntie session. Like, you know how it is. Lamont says, wow, you know how y'all get down.
Mm.
She said, what? He said, uh-huh, come on, Melissa, yeah. Let's go. Yeah. And I said, uh-oh, Tiffany and her quinoa burger pussy has been doing it.
Yeah, she got
that quinoa pussy. That quinoa pussy there has been. It's. I told you, we think when you take care of those indigestions and your organs, the pussy is good.
Yeah.
Okay, Tiffany. The vegan shit is doing it for her. And
Tiffany,
so I feel like
Tiffany's over there giving Lamont that green juice. Okay, we've all had green juice. There's something about green juice.
She come on, press juice.
That green juice.
That's what's happening. And because of that, he's starting to look at Mia at like, oh, you really just my baby mama. Mm-hmm. Like, and you still doing the same shit. Like, you had this big ass opportunity. You coming back, you still doing the same shit. He said, that's just what y'all do, huh? Yikes. Which is why I feel like he's moving on from Mia, but Mia thinks like, you still, she still got the juice. Bitch, I think, like you said, Tiffany got the green juice now, babes.
You got, you might have the juice, but you got apple juice. Tiffany got green juice. Okay, Lamont,
celery.
Whole life is changing. Lamont, when he pees now, his pee is clear.
Clear! Okay?
When he was down with your ass, his pee was yellow because he was drinking orange soda down to the hood.
Yep.
Now he got that Erykah Badu ass bitch, and he drinking green juice and tree burgers, okay? Skin is clearing up.
Yes!
Hair is growing.
Hair is
that
growing.
That man's life is changing before your eyes, bitch.
Yeah.
So you better fix your ass up.
Yeah.
Get yourself together for Tiffany.
Want,
take your man, bitch.
He
okay.
That ass. No
all
more,
right
bitch.
Now.
So let's talk about Duke and Chastity. It's just Chastity. But right now, while she's in the 305, it's Duke. Duke, the big Duke. Duke and put on the ski mask, put the girls back on. It's the Duke that we know from season one, okay? Bitch. But I'm thinking like she about to just get the suit of the booty back into the Duke personality.
Well, she comes back into the, you know, the Coochie Wrangling headquarters.
Oh, baby, but she came
and
back.
Of course,
man, honey.
Deja did exactly what I said she would do. She fucking up the church's money. Okay? Exactly what I've been saying since day
I had faith
one.
How the hell you let this happen?
I took them to the Wellspring. She was doing too much, loud in the hotel room, back and forth in the lobby, giggling like a crackhead. Eventually, they called the popos.
Was Dante at the hotel?
I don't know what dick she was sucking.
Dante is the general manager at Wellspring. You were supposed to pay him to take care of it.
So she's fucking up the church's money.
Yeah.
And you come to find out, too, that there's a lot of things that Duke has told her to do. You know, how to do it, when to do it.
Yeah.
That she's like, I'm not going to do that. Mm. And then the girls be trying to tell her, no, Duke said we got to do this. No, Duke said we when we sell coochie, we do it from 7 to 9. And we do it on 129th Street. We don't do it on 119th Street. That's day block. Mm. And if we go on 119th, we do that from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Mm. Like, you know what I'm saying? There's rules that have been established, and Deja does not give a fuck about that. She thinks she's the head bitch in charge.
Yep.
Well, guess what? Now, the coochie wranglers done lost their damn block. Mm. Now they can't wrangle coochie the way they've been wrangling coochie the way, you know what I'm saying? Because of Deja. So now you have Duke coming back to a mess. And now she has to fix it. Mind you, this is somebody who's defeated. Somebody who's been on the road, defeated, like, you know what I'm saying? Trying to be a manager, not doing it well, having to deal with Francine's old raggedy ass. You know what I mean? Trying to manage these two girls who don't really fully trust her. Mm-hmm. Now she has to come back to this. And this is a reality check for her, too. She don't want to keep doing this.
Yeah.
Like, Duke does not want to keep duking, okay? Like, she's over it.
Mm-hmm.
And so now she has to go, quote, unquote, handle it. And she gets handled.
Oof. Oh, she handled it. She went in, she cleared the spots, cleared the motel.
Yeah, I was
walking
like, oh,
on
okay.
Orgies, walking on a man getting pegged, which, could you deal with your man being pegged?
Oof.
Could you deal with being with a man that likes to be pegged? I live when hetero men like to be pegged. I live for that for y'all.
But why are we not, like, can we actually, like, discuss doing it in-house? Why are we going down to the Momo?
Well, because clearly his wife or somebody don't like to be pegged, like to peg him. So he found somebody that will peg him, which, you know, Miss Gross eating a lobster roll looked like.
Yeah,
and
oh,
him
my
at the same
Lord.
Time. And to the point where Duke bust in. She said, this kid shit here.
She said, I didn't consent.
We only do this on Fridays when I'm off work. All this. And so Duke like, okay,
consent.
Well, damn. But Duke clears the whole situation, get all the motel out.
I need you, your man, and the pig to get the fuck out.
Get the fuck out. So, bitch, everybody got the fuck out. But Duke thought she was sickening, honey. She got a text message from, was it Deja?
Mm-hmm.
And Deja like, we have an emergency meeting. We got to go. We got to talk. So Duke runs over there like, bitch, what the fuck y'all talking about? And gets ambushed. And when I talk about ambush, Duke got her ass beat so bad
that
I was uncomfortable watching it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my, oh, like, can y'all stop? Okay, at some point you proved your point. Like, my bitch getting fucked up.
It was horrible.
Oh, my God.
Like, damn. That was really, really horrible.
It was horrible.
It was sad to watch. And I really wanted Deja to get her ass beat. I know we don't condone violence and stuff, but Deja, your ass should have been getting your ass beat. Because you're the reason why. Yeah, like, you the reason why.
This shit is happening.
Like, this shit is, you don't listen. You did your own thing. You think that you're the head bitch in charge. And now look. Now you got Duke laying next to a puddle, her own blood. You got her side teeth on the floor. Shit is crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Her corn rolls ain't got no more rolls in them. You know, it's just corn. Like, it's just a lot of shit going on. And it's all your fucking fault. You know what I mean? So it just was crazy to watch that. And again, I feel like Jonica Booth has been putting her acting chops on full display this season. Absolutely. With the character of Duke. My goodness. It's been amazing to watch.
The growth, honey.
Not only her character, but even her in real life. You know, this is a girl who was on the Bad Girls Club. Mm-hmm. Like, to go from the Bad Girls Club to doing this and doing it so extremely well.
To the point where you forget about her reality TV past.
Yeah, and well, you're not even thinking about that. And
I don't even think about it.
I feel like every scene that she's in, she eats everybody up. Like, it's really crazy to watch.
She brings me to the story more. Like, she makes the story feel almost realistic.
Yeah.
In a sense. And so seeing her on the couch with the uncle and Uncle Calvin.
All you have in this world is your balls and your work. I'm going to show you how to get respect.
I thought he was going to say, you only got your word and your balls. Well, I got balls.
Balls. I thought you were going to say something ignorant. I don't know why I thought they were going to write in. Like, well, you only got one of those things, okay? Mm-hmm. So and Uncle Cal looking at her like, babe, we gotta do what you need to do. I'm gonna handle this because you can't handle this.
Mind you,
that
this
nigga
man,
said I ain't killed nobody since 2003.
This man gotta get his Suge Knight on, and he really didn't want to.
He didn't want to activate his inner
Suge Knight. He's been living a low key life for two decades, and now he gotta go back in the streets and show these niggas who really runs this shit.
And I didn't know Uncle Calvin was that nigga like that.
Yeah.
I did not know Uncle Cal was about to fuck it up like that, walk up and said, how you doing, man? You doing all right? You doing? And then you go, Chastity, well, maybe y'all can say, you know, because Chastity just was traumatized. Speaking of Shauna, I think Chastity was traumatized.
Maybe you could talk to him, you know what I'm saying? And to be honest, when you're first watching it, I think as Duke is watching, she's thinking, they're just going to have a talk because that's what Uncle Cal is doing. Like, he's just talking.
Yeah.
And literally, like, as they conclude the conversation, we in an MMA fight now. We go from kumbaya to fucking MMA. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
A shot that little boy.
My goodness.
It's just done. Fucked him up. Just smashed the door with his head. And like, Uncle Cal, you've done this before. Clear as day. This is your shit. You don't fuck around. He get back in the car. Your block is clear.
Yep.
Let's go. I said, oh! But you know,
got your block back.
You know, listen, what's funny to me is that it's kind of a full connection to, I see this episode to me is really about trauma and how dealing with trauma and how sometimes, like Robin said, when her and Mia were out, you know, she said, I had to deal with what I had. Your daddy, I didn't have a Lamont. Okay, so her trauma, we look at Robin's trauma where being a single mother and only could do what she could.
Yep.
And it's like,
I did the best of what I got.
Listen, okay. So, bitch, basically, you up here complaining about you can't go back on tour and all this and how all these gutter fuck ass niggas around here. She said, well, that's good enough for me because I had to, unfortunately, I had to make good with what I have. And you should count your blessings, Miss Girl. So we got to see a little bit of Robin's trauma, a little bit of Shauna's trauma, see Chastity's trauma with now this industry where you kind of see where Chastity's like, I don't want to fucking do this shit no more. Like, this is not what I'm getting fucked up. Like, when that nigga told her, like, if you do this again, bitch, I will kill you. You can see usually we see the big dude. The big Duke be like, nigga, you got me fucked up. Da, da, da. Bitch, I saw
Chastity. Yeah, I mean, calm down when
that was not the big Duke with there, bitch. That was Chastity, girl.
Yeah. Mm-mm. You calm the fuck down after you get your ass handed to you. And also, too, I want to go back to Mia's mom, too, saying, like,
this ain't the life I want.
Well, it's good enough for me.
You always got to find something wrong with everything and everybody.
I feel like That is her way of discouraging Mia. Like, I really feel like Mia's mom, there's a lot of issues here. I think there is, there's trauma, but also I think there's slick, like, jealousy. I think there's absolutely. Like, oh my gosh, like, my daughter is actually going for what she really wants out of this life. I didn't do that.
I couldn't do that.
I don't like what this is, but it is what it is. It's what I have. And, you know, I'm going to stick to Freaky Friday and I'm going to stick to talking to these busted ass niggas at these bars because that's what it is. And you have Mia who's like, no, mom, I want to be on tour. Like, I had a taste of what my life could be. And I really am just disgusted, actually, by Mia's mom's lack of ability to say, you know what? I've never seen you be excited about something like this. Like, and you're so good at it. Like, I still haven't, I've yet to hear her mom say anything like that. Like, you are so good at this song was so good. You know what? I may not have the resources to help you, baby, but go get it. Go out there and get it. Let me know how I can help you. Mm. Like, for her not to say any of those things, that is very alarming to me as a, like, I'm literally getting, like, goosebumps thinking about it because, like, one day I'm going to have a daughter and I would never, ever, 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 ever want to not be able to encourage my daughter for her to go out there and chase her dream because of my own life, how my life turned out. No, like, I want my daughter to go beyond what I do in this life. And I know I'm going to do great things. I'm doing great things right now, but I'm going to go on and do even greater things. I want my daughter to surpass that. I want my kids to surpass that and think that, shit, the sky's not even the limit. If y'all niggas want to go to the fucking moon, get your fucking moonwalk, bitch. You want to go to the moon? Moonwalk your ass up there. Like, and I feel like it's just really messed up as a mom for you not to, like, recognize, damn, like, your child has this dream and it's very attainable. And you can't even put Freaky Friday to the side for 1 second and say, let me encourage my daughter. That's crazy to
me. It is crazy. But, you know, I want to be a little candid here. I actually, before moving out to LA, I used to get into it with my family members, some family members, not all, where, and even some, like, even mentors in school, where they do this thing where you inflict your fears on me. And I don't want you to, don't need to, like, I remember I used to get told, like, you moving out to LA, that's, like, so expensive. This, this, and the third. And, well, people had to move back. You know, I've had people that had to, I know people that had to move out there and they had to move back because it got so expensive and they couldn't make it, X, Y, and Z. And I used to look at them like, why are you putting your fears on me? Why are you, like, happily trying to make me settle for this? To the point where, even speaking about, and to piggyback off settling, I've had friends that I went to college with that I remember I used to have, I almost would beat myself up for succeeding. I don't know if that makes sense for my people at home, but I used to beat myself up for succeeding because those same friends back at home that maybe didn't take the faith or take the leap out on faith or believe in themselves like maybe I have, look at me and kind of like, oh, well, at least you did it. I know I'm still over here kind of trying to figure it out. Or, you know, like, one of the main terms I hate when people talk, call me when I go home is Hollywood, Mr. Hollywood. I don't like that. I don't like
that's
that.
That's kind of condescending.
It's I don't like that. Yeah. It's like, so you remember you gave me those fears, but I made it happen. So now you're kind of like rubbing it in my face like, oh, now you made it. And because you're still here and in your own situation. And you want me to kind of like, at least I used to think, people used to want me to feel as though I shouldn't celebrate my wins or my dreams coming true. I should feel almost like, well, people that I know are still stuck in their situation. Yeah. So maybe I should kind of, I've dumbed myself down going home. Like, I remember I used to go home and dumb myself. I'm talking about down, bitch, to make people comfortable enough to still be around me.
Yeah.
And so watching that scene with Robin and Mia, the reason why I bring up traumas is because I used to result to saying that, well, maybe these people that are around me have been traumatized not to follow their dreams anymore.
Yeah.
Yes, jealousy is involved. Yes, envy is involved. But I think there's a little trauma there too because you feel like the world is, your dreams and shit are done. Like, there is no such thing as it's not too late for you. And I just want to tell people out there that's listening or watching or both, like, if somebody is around you telling you like, I don't know, that may not be the best, don't listen to them. Because
first of all, I have nobody like that around me. I'll never forget when I started my journey, I had old friends saying like things about me behind my back too.
Same.
Like,
behind my back. Friends anymore.
Like, oh, same. He really thinks she about to. Yeah, I do.
I surely do.
Oh, she thinks she's this. I do.
I do.
Everything you say that I think I am, I do.
Truly the
fuck. Yeah, I'm that bitch. And yeah, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to get every fucking thing that I ever fucking wanted.
Yep.
Watch me do it.
Yeah.
Watch me do it, bitch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So yeah, I don't keep anybody like that around me.
I'm
and anybody who is around me who's chasing something, I'm gonna encourage you because
bitch,
that's
yes.
what you're supposed to do.
Yes.
You're supposed to encourage people to follow their dreams.
And your dreams should scare you just a little bit. Your dreams should scare you. Mia should be sitting there thinking, like, I do wanna be talking to Def Jam. I do wanna go back on tour because you know why? One, she had a taste of it. Two, it's now she sees that it's fucking tangible. And three, it's like, you know what? Why my dream should make me feel like this. I should feel like I don't belong here. I remember I used to be in Detroit and I used to say all the time, like, I'm too big for this city. I said that all the time. I love my hometown. But I'm like, it has nothing for me. It has nothing to offer me anymore because
mm-hmm.
I've outgrown it. I've conquered everything here. There's nothing else for me to do. And so when you do get to that point, it's okay to feel like, you know what? No shade to none of y'all, bitch. But what's meant for me is going
to
be meant for me.
Yep.
Period.
Yep.
And that's just how I feel, girl.
Yep.
That's how I feel. And that's episode 6. We gonna see what's about to happen, honey. What's gonna be the whole situation with now Shauna and Maurice and Stanley.
Yeah.
What is Mia and Mia and her mom and what Lamont's relationship gonna be and even Melissa's relationship how that's gonna start looking.
I
want to
see
Rain and Maurice. I mean, not Maurice. Francine. Rain and
Francine. Mm-hmm. I want to see how he pops back up. You know, I really want to see, like, what is the next thing?
Yeah.
Like,
is Lord
you know,
AK
is there
like,
another?
Rise up out the hospital
well,
bed?
I think Lord AK is going to need some time. It was so funny because this episode started out with those podcast niggas.
Tupac checked his own self out the hospital after getting shot 5 times.
Real,
5 times. And he recorded him up the very next
day.
They
not built like that no more. I blame Lil Nas X.
I don't know, y'all. This smells like some Illuminati shit.
You know what? We need to stop selling microphones.
Yeah.
Stop selling microphones to these niggas. Like, y'all, listen, Amazon, please. Amazon people. Jeff Bezos people. All them people. Amazon Prime. Stop selling microphones to niggas as I say this into a microphone. But stop. I'm not them. I'm not them. Okay? I'm niggas, but I'm not them niggas. Stop selling microphones to them niggas. Y'all know exactly what niggas I'm talking about because they get on microphones and they say stupid ass shit like that. We literally saw this man turn into a fireball.
Absolutely.
Like, what are we talking about
Absolutely.
Here?
Absolutely.
What are y'all talking about here?
And then the fact that he turned into the Illuminati and he sacrificing himself and all of
you
this.
You remember, baptism by fire. Okay, okay, sir. Okay. You know, you can't spell Illuminati without lit. All right.
I got it.
All right. See,
but you know what?
And
the
that's why
the show ain't wrong. They not too far off at all, if not even almost the exact same copy of podcast that be out there
literally,
to talk just like that.
Literally.
So they wasn't too far off
literally,
this episode.
Literally. And see, that's why masculinity is so frail because niggas can't take a little bit of fire.
Now he
crazy?
Said, I'm going to blame Lil Nas. Bitch! You know,
Lil Nas is somewhere laying around in a thong eating
rich.
Captain Crunch cereal, watching Tubi movies,
very
and having
rich.
A good ass fucking time.
Very
and you
rich.
Over here, wasting your time talking about he responsible. It's just ridiculous.
It's
so yeah,
ridiculous.
That was a perfect moment too.
Yes.
The way the episode opened up
yes.
with the podcast niggas. I said, look at rap shit. Y'all are really capturing everything that's going on in the culture right now.
Literally.
Kid Fury is my favorite writer.
Absolutely.
Literally,
I
want to go on record and say Kid Fury is my favorite writer. I feel like every episode that he's written on has been a key. And
yeah.
this definitely, but this one, I feel like it was even way better than episodes he wrote last season. So
oh, absolutely.
I see growth. I see a lot of growth
absolutely.
In Kid Fury.
That pen
and
is
the team,
very confident.
Yeah, the team is growing and they're evolving. So yeah, this episode was amazing. Can't wait to see what the next one brings.
Can't wait to see what else. Listen, one last thing before we adjourn, Chat Shit Committee. This session ain't over. You know me and Jesse only getting the conversation started. We want to hear the rest from you. So tag at Rapshit on Max and use hashtag Rapshit and tell us what you thought about this episode. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And where can they catch it all at, Jesse?
Yeah, guys, make sure that you're catching new episodes of Rapshit only on Max every Thursday. And when you're done, go ahead and catch us in our podcast where we chat about all the shit that happens in the episode. Chat Shit, you can catch us on the Max app. We're going to be on Max's official YouTube channel. Radio's YouTube channel, Spotify, and everywhere else that you get your podcast. So you cannot not miss us.
That's right. All right, you guys. That means Chat Shit We are adjourned. We will catch you guys in the next one.
Chat Shit, the official Rap Shit podcast, is produced by Loudspeakers Network and Radio Format. Loudspeakers executive producers are Matt Raz and Chris Morrow. Radio executive producers are Issa Rae, Jifa Yador, and Benoni Tego. Producers for Max are Becky Rowe, Kania Reyes, Allison Cohen. Associate producers are Caleb Stevens, May Say Hi, and Tyrell Worley. The show is mixed by Dwayne Crawford. Thank you for listening.